Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
Let's come into God's presence in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, I'm glad to be in your presence now, renewing my faith in you that you're here and want to speak to me. I believe in you, and I believe in the power of your Holy Spirit to guide my reflections and my dialogue with you. I hope in this time of conversation, of meditation, that I'll gain strength to follow you more generously, that in this time together, I hope my heart will be softened, my will will be strengthened, and I'll become more and more a vessel full of your grace that's able to share that grace with the souls I serve. And I love you. I love the chance to dialogue with you, listen to you, and hear your voice in my heart and my conscience. So speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. I humble myself before you as a creature, before the one who created him, as a sinner, before the one who has mercy and can heal, as a poor beggar in need of everything from you. So Jesus, I pray, be generous with me in this time of prayer. Mark 12:28-34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying he is one and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart and with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You're not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. Jesus, I love this dialogue with the scribes where you reveal your intelligence, you reveal your wisdom, is your human intellect, Jesus, certainly united to your divine wisdom. When they ask you, what is the first of all the commandments, little do they know they're asking the one who wrote the commandments, who revealed the commandments, who created everything that is according to that divine logic that reveals the commandments. And so what is first? There is one God, the Lord alone, no other. And you love him with everything, your heart, your mind, your soul, your whole person, your strength, everything. That's the foundational truth of everything. There's one God who deserves all your love. Such a simple idea and so dramatic in its consequences. In this truth, Jesus, of just one God over all, is something still not understood in so many parts of the world. In Hinduism or Buddhism, in Taoism, Shintoism, so many other forms of religion throughout the world, who would believe in multiple gods, multiple expressions of God, or who reject the one God, maybe even deify humanity and our freedom to choose and to be and believe whatever we want, to build our own value system, to exaggerate the autonomy of the creature. So many beliefs out there, Lord, that still have not understood your divine supremacy. Even if all of them have hints and shadows and shimmers of this one true light, but yet incompletely represent, express, or kind of arrive at the heart which you reveal, Jesus, today in this reading, you reveal to this scribe. There's one God, and he deserves all your heart. Thank you for allowing me to understand this truth and to embrace this truth and to love it, and in my own feeble attempts to respond to it and live in accord with it. Jesus, this is the heart of my response to you in my vocation. It's why I believe that it's possible to follow you and that you're enough for the human heart, that celibacy is a worthy sacrifice, response to God, that some who have ears to hear can hear that call and respond, and that that's a noble, beautiful, wonderful way to honor you and live out this commandment, that it's right to give to the Lord God all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength, and to willingly give up any even licit human distraction or human focus in order to make that more possible. So thank you for that call, Lord. Thank you for that truth. And then the second truth you reveal, Lord, loving our neighbor as ourself. Man's desire to set himself up as a god is attacked by the first truth, is redimensioned properly by the first truth, puts us in the right space that we're under one God and he deserves everything of the human person, their heart, their mind, their soul. And then secondly, our neighbor deserves to be loved like ourself, which means putting our neighbor ahead of ourselves, making them the focus. So it's God and neighbor first. It's a beautiful truth, resonates, and it's confirmed by when I look around to so many people who pursue themselves, pursue their own dreams separate from God or from others, and don't find meaning or happiness in that pursuit till they discover that really the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in love for God and neighbor. And in so doing, you discover your freedom and your dignity. Lord, these truths are deeply inscribed in nature and in the human heart, and I thank you for revealing them to me, for bringing me up in a family that valued these truths and communicated them to me through the faith. And I pray for so many souls that are still searching for meaning, searching to understand God and themselves. I pray, Jesus, that you would reveal yourself to them. Thank you, Jesus. And help me to continue to love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And help me to love my neighbor the way I tend to love myself, by putting them first, by being concerned with their interests. Amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.